Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachmim, instructions of mercies. You're tuned into the inner higher frequency of BlogTalkRadio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class 13, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. Program presentation number 16. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting on September 17th, 2015, corresponding to the fourth day of Tishrei, 5,776 years ago, since original man and woman began fulfilling their purpose as human souls and clothed in human bodies, our common ancestors. Our program is broadcasting live at 9:32 a.m. from Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island equals a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. The program will focus on elucidating inspirations gleaned from the teachings of Hillel Farich concerning the first chapter of the Mittler Rebbe's direct descendant of King David and Solomon's, the Mittler Rebbe's Shari Yuchot, the Gate of Unification. The call-in number to listen in is 348-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. But in order to get on with the shoe, we have to unfortunately reduce the volume of the lovely music of Blessed Brother, Soul Partner, in the prayers at the famous Frankel Show, and of course the President of Beit Mazal at 1433 President Street, starting time for Shabbat prayers this coming Shabbos at 10 a.m. 1433 President Street is located between Kingston and Albany Avenue. Let's just turn down the music. Rabbi Isaac Aska, Bissel Machila, and away we go with the shoe. Okay, blessed souls, here we go. Now, blessed souls, I hope everyone had a productive time praying and supplicating, crowning the Creator as the King of the Universe, as only Creator is the King of the Universe. And with that being said, now we find ourselves jettisoned out of Chodesh Harachamim, the month of mercies, Elo, but still we're in another dimension of mercy is known as the Aseret Tshuva, the days of return between Rosh Hashanah and a week from today, which will be Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a day where the Israelites have learned from tradition when the mighty Moses, the Levite prophet, brought down the second pair of tablets from Mount Sinai in that barren desert called Sinai, that we had attained atonement after that unfortunate occurrence with the sin of the golden calf. But again, as the result of the sin of the golden calf, there were revealed the 13 attributes of mercy. And to learn more about the 13 attributes of mercy, please go back to last week's class, Meditation Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 15. And that was Soul Class number 512. But I want to talk a little bit about the idea of tshuva returning, blessed souls. And this is connected, and I'm plucking an inspiration, of course, from Hayom Yom, which was collated, put together by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Menachem Mendel Schneerson, according to the instruction of his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson, both direct descendants of Kings David and Solomon. This idea of teshuva, of returning, is the idea of sincerity. Based on a verse from the written Torah, Tamim Tiyaim Hashem Elokecha, sincere, be sincere with Hashem, your Creator. This represents the human endeavor of returning through sincerity. Sincerity can also be called wholeness and can manifest into various forms and has many levels. So in reference to Teshuvah, the act of returning to Creator and purpose of being creation, the highest form is wholeness of the heart, which also can be called earnestness. As the Torah described of Avraham Avinu, Avraham our patriarch, you found his heart faithful before you. And to learn more about that, you can go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 8, the prophet Nehemiah echoing out as the human speaker system for the Creator to let us know that the heart of Avraham was faithful, a.k.a. was sincere with Creator. With that being said, blessed souls, as now we continue to explore plucking inspirations from the elucidations of Rav Hillel of Paritch, his teachings or elucidations concerning the Mittler Rebbe's Shar Yichud, the Gate of Unity, we are in fact privy to a bounty of information which was dependent upon, aside from the blessings of the Most High, Rav Hillel's ability / talent to nullify himself, to nullify his previous level of understanding, and to elevate himself via making himself a suitable vessel before the Mittler Rebbe, a process identified with the term omek, which means depth, which serves as a potent catalyst for the beginning of revelation of intellect, gilui shel seichel. In actuality, an elevated form of it, which is accessible and can be received by the makabel, who is the student and a disciple, can even be called a chassid, a pious devotee to his teacher's elucidations. In this case, Rav Hillel being a quite suitable makabel, student and disciple and chassid of the second Rebbe of Chabad, the Mittler Rebbe. Until that seminal moment, that student / disciple, as Rav Hillel did, experienced a new intellectual awareness predicated upon actualizing his own revealed intellect, which any human being can actualize his or her own intellect, blessed souls, which can be described as the quality / dimension of Rochav, width or breadth. And so that when the student / disciple / devotee / chassid or chassida in the feminine form can perceive any intellect from within his or herself, he or she is compelled to assume a quality of bittul, self-abnegation, self-nullification of his or her sense of being, sense of being of who he or she previously were. Of course, we're talking within the context of his or her conscious awareness, intellectually speaking. And then he or she make the brave and wise decision to immerse himself or herself within any particular Torah subject that they are studying, that he or she desire to perceive, with the projected outcome of becoming wiser from his or her soulful cognitive desire to cling to the godliness embedded within any particular Torah subject. Part of the positive projected outcome is to arouse within him or herself to find or attain a quality of wisdom which proverbially flashes out like a powerful streak of lightning, which illuminates the previous dark prepotential realm of wisdom from within its source, a.k.a. a human being's quality of soulful, very human cognitive superconsciousness, known as the Koach HaMaskil in the Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue. Now, to access our Koach HaMaskil, our superconsciousness, blessed souls, each one of us is in fact empowered to activate within ourselves a quality of bittul, a sense of self-abnegation or self-nullification, as part of the process of accessing our own unique Koach HaMaskil, our own unique superconsciousness. And our ability to access our Koach HaMaskil, our superconsciousness, our sense of bittul, self-nullification, self-abnegation, placing our essence of who we are to the side, is described as our capacity for omic, of depth, which produces a positive outcome of beginning of revelation of Koach HaMaskil, while the proverbial flash that we mentioned before, containing within it that which congeals into revealed wisdom, ultimately perceived within our right brain processing experience, Moach HaYamin, Moach HaChochma, is called the Rochav, the ability to process the flash, to grasp onto it. Therefore, no one should be surprised to learn there exists within the power / potential of your blessed human capacity for wisdom to extract out your previously attained wisdom via the analytical review of your Torah study, which we call Iyun, of what you received or perceived as well from the teachings of your Rav / teacher / mentor / life coach in Torah knowledge, and what you perceived via this human experience is the process of eliciting and revealing a new intellect and then sharing it with another human being to he or she, whoever he or she may be, which is a quality of the length, the orech, of yourself, the ability to widen out that initial proverbial flash within the dark region of your brain of wisdom, which was previously unaware of it, to grasp it and then bring it down and sharing it with someone else, which is a positive outcome, again, of going back to what we said before, of nullifying oneself, placing one's preconceived self-perception of oneself and how to view a particular Torah concept to the side and subduing oneself towards the very elevated, dignified experience of receiving a higher, more elevated form of sensitivity / knowledge, wisdom and understanding, das chokhmah bina. In other words, blessed souls, your ability, your blessed ability to teach others, that is Torah teachings, is dependent upon your ability to receive from your own teacher, your own Rav, your own mentor, your own life coach in Torah teachings. In fact, just as a parenthetical note, I read recently from the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson of Lubavitch, and later he spent the last 10 years of his life in this world to extend to the next level of life, in 1950, that if a person cannot teach what they have received, it becomes a question, what did they receive at the very time they sought to receive new Torah information? Meaning, at the very most minimal level, or litmus test of how much you are understanding, is what can you share of what you understand. If there's a lacking of what you can teach, it is potent testimony that you did not properly receive or understand what was taught to you. Not to hurt anyone's feelings, I've gone through it too. It's just a matter of reviewing the teaching or going to your teacher, Rav, or mentor, or life coach in Torah teachings and seeing what you missed in order to strengthen yourself that you can receive it in a more internalized manner that you can share it with anyone else. So the root of the length of your blessed human intellect is in fact directly connected to the quality of your intellectualized self-effacement, meaning the shorish of the orech b'chinas omek. The root of the length of your intellect carries within it a quality of the depth, your self-abnegation to receive the concept from your teacher, Rav, mentor, or life coach in Torah. From another perspective, the microcosmic realm of Keser Chochma Bina, of crown, wisdom, and understanding, reside within one of the three general levels of your human intellect, Chochma, in the following manner. As again, I just want to remind everyone, we're plucking from the teachings of Hillel Miparich, elucidating on the teachings of the Os Aleph, the first chapter of Shar Yuchel, the Gate of Unity from the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. So again, from another perspective, the microcosmic realms of crown, wisdom, and understanding reside within your revealed wisdom, your Moich HaChochma, in the following manner. The quality of Keser testifies concerning the bittul of Koach HaSeichel, the way that you can put to aside, to subdue the power of your intellect. It's a type of intellectual self-effacement, humility, of your potential intellect, which resides within your blessed right brain, cognitive processing experiences. And there is existing, whether it be dormant or actualized, an active state of bittul, according to the hard wiring of your blessed right brain cognitive processing experiences. And this state of bittul, as we just described, is in relation to your subconscious, or as is described tersely in Chassidus, as your superconsciousness, your Koach HaMaskil. And perhaps for some people that might seem like a great divide. How could the psychologist in the realm of people who study the processing of the brain call it subconscious, and yet in Chassidus we so tersely describe it as superconsciousness? Well, let's remember this, blessed souls. There are many things that you are embedded below our feet, such as the precious jewels and minerals, the gold and the diamonds that are scattered all over the earth, and silver and copper and other precious metals. We walk upon it. We are not aware of it. But once we access it, it percolates within us the stimulation to see what can we do with it, to consider matters that we can do in the physical realm that perhaps we didn't consider we could do before. So too, that which the psychology or the brain experts in the world of science and math and biology and anatomy and even physics would call subconscious, we would call superconscious, because already the potential is there. It's just a matter of being accessed. It is really beyond the normative cognitive processing of a human being, just as to access the materials which are under the earth would empower you to things way beyond what you would normally be able to accomplish if you were just to work, say, your regular job, if you were to, say, come upon a big mine of gold right underneath your feet. So again, we are talking about the blessed right brain experience, which is an active state of vital self-abnegation, self-nullification, in relation to your superconsciousness, your Koach HaMaskil. That's the way your right brain is hardwired, whether you're aware of it or not, which your Koach HaMaskil is in fact enclosed with your concealed mind, the Moach Satum, another area that I don't know if the biologists and anatomy, or paranormal people, or physics or mathematicians of the mind, if they consider that there's a Moach Satum, a concealed mind, which is identified in the teachings of Chassidus and Kabbalah, which in fact hovers above those blessed membranes, membranes, and your blessed membranes faithfully protect your right, left, and back brains, BRAINS, from harmful germs and bacteria and other matters, which if chas v'shalom, heaven forbid, God forbid, it were to penetrate into your blessed brain matter, could cause a disturbance of outright life-threatening impediment to cognitive, normative cognitive brain functioning relating to basic human function, and of course, elevated human cognitive activities in terms of perceiving the Creator via the process of his bonenus, inner understanding, contemplative thought, and even, of course, analytical Torah study. From there, There is the koach hamaskel, as we've described, as it hovers over the membranes, M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E-S. There's a type of transmission of revelation of some form of tangible wisdom, which flashes like a lightning bolt or is portrayed in cartoons. We've all seen it. The proverbial light bulb, the proverbial expression of Eureka, which flashes like a lightning bolt within your blessed right brain or above your blessed right brain, and some of it penetrates into your right brain cognitive processing. And this process of the flash penetrating into right brain consciousness is described as by Rav Hillel as the quality of rochav, a quality of rochav, width, or breath, a quality of higher superconscious wisdom interacting with your revealed wisdom. Now, when we are considering the interface of Keser and Chochmah, Shebu Chochmah, the crown and wisdom that can exist within wisdom, we are directly interacting with two qualities which can in fact lodge within your revealed wisdom, your blessed revealed wisdom, your blessed revealed right brain cognitive functioning blessed souls. And these qualities are described of in the Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, as Aleph and Pela. Aleph referring to within each revealed flash, proverbially flashing within your right brain, there is an instruction. And even when that instruction, there's a Pela, there's a wonder, two qualities which can be extracted from within your blessed Koach HaMaskel, your superconsciousness. So therefore, we end on this note, blessed souls, to consider any time you learn something within the category of Torah, are in fact, you or we, in fact, and I speak of myself before anyone else, are we considering the fact that whatever we're learning has an instruction embedded with the instruction, whether it be the simple understanding, where referring to what the Torah is hinting to, or it refers to the moral teachings of the Torah, or the secrets of the Torah, which I like to call the physics of the Torah, which others have deemed as like the Kabbalah, or the Hasidus, or even the mysticism, term I really don't like to use, but I'm mentioning because people associate Kabbalah and Hasidus with mysticism, but that's really kind of a misnomer in my humble opinion, because we're talking about energy and matter, that which we can perceive, and for the most part, what we cannot perceive by the normal senses of the human blessed faculties, our sense of hearing, our sense of seeing, our sense of smelling, our sense of tasting, our sense of touching, but somewhere within our blessed heart, which we'll be learning and becoming more aware of, hopefully in the coming year, the ideas of Bina Liba, the understanding of the heart, the eye in the sechel shel b'lev, the eye of the intellect of the heart, and all these things should become accessible and on the tips of our tongues to share with another person, to empower them to reconsider that the world is not just as it appears to be, just in all of its more, how should we say, grub, just coarse material exterior, but there's an energy which drives everything. There's a wisdom that drives everything. There is a keser, there's a crown. There's a divine delight and desire from the Creator which emanates downwardly in a diminished form to the point where instead of blowing up that created entity, it actually gives it a life force that we can access and use to become more of the fact that we should be living every moment of our lives with growing gratitude to the Creator that we can experience this new level of consciousness. So that being said, blessed us, I want to remind everyone that it is a propitious time to offer prayers of return to the Creator, whether you be Jew or Gentile, Ben Noach, Ger Toshav, Ger Tzedek, Nachri, whatever you want to call yourself. If you want to identify yourself primarily as whatever country you're from, as we know that people from all around the world are listening to our humble efforts, I want to check out and leave today, of course, and segue out with Brother David Dome, who will help us get back home with his Travis's song to help us remember life is meant to be lived from the perspective of being strong in our meditations to wipe out hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition from the world. And this song is a part and form of doing that. And may all this be accomplished in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us, Badarchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Darchi Shom, in a peaceful way, Lahamshich. be continued, Bez Hashem Yisbreak, to be continued with the help of the Most High. And remember, Blessed Souls, you've got to do good. Why do you have to do good? You know, we have ambivalence. That's okay, Blessed Souls, because the Hateva Tov Lehitiv is the nature of the good to do good. And there is embedded within us this Teva Tov Lehitiv on the human experiential level, because we have this divine image which will help us get out in the scrimmage. Our Tzelem Elokim is no dream. And so, Blessed Souls, I wish all of you Chasima Tova, to be sealed in into the book of life. You've already been written into the book of life if you're listening to this program. But you and your loved ones should be sealed in for the most blessed year ever, the year of Tavshin Ayin Vav, which adds up to, if you understand a little bit about the Torah Gematria, that each of these letters, Tavshin Ayin Vav, adds up to 776, which I learned this past Shabbos, spells out, when we elongate the numerical volume to various permutations and combinations, tzirufim, of the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, into L'chaim L'bracha, Mashiach now, to life and for blessing, Messiah, line of Judah now, who will roar out Torah Chadasha, who will reveal dimension of Torah that even the likes of the prophets of old, and even today, have never accessed. Take care, everyone.
Turning with a heart that's full.